That's all coming up, but first, our award-winning news editor at Travel Writers Radio, Kirsty Bedford, is back with all the travel news here on Travel Writers Radio until 7pm on Melbourne's J Air 88 FM.
This is Travel Writers Radio News, presented by Kirsty Bedford.
In travel news this week, just when travel was beginning to normalise across most states of Australia, Adelaide Airport was thrown into chaos this week after a COVID outbreak in South Australia. Tasmania, Northern Territory and Western Australia have now shut their borders to South Australia in a move that left hundreds of passengers unsure what to do after being given the ultimatum that if they did fly, they would have to quarantine for 2 weeks on arrival. The cluster is now at 20, with 17 of those from one family. Victoria has declared South Australia a hotspot, but has not closed borders, and neither has New South Wales. It comes just days after Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison said the nation's borders will be open by Christmas, with the exception of Western Australia. He said the plan embeds public health metrics that ensures when we open safely, we remain open. Meanwhile, earlier this week, flights from New Zealand returned to Melbourne after Victoria joined the Trans-Tasman bubble. However, while Kiwis can come to Melbourne without quarantine, it doesn't extend the other way, and they too have to quarantine on their return home. The Australian Tourism Industry Council is calling on the Prime Minister to personally take the reins of the tourism portfolio under the federal ministerial reshuffle before the end of the year. Executive Director Simon Westaway says as a current and future economic pillar, tourism should stay inside federal cabinet, with its recovery best served under the PM's direct oversight. He says nobody is better equipped inside the federal government to guide the industry so heavily impacted by the virus and in bushfire recovery. Australia's visitor economy has halved in total economic value through 2020, with tens of thousands of tourism jobs and businesses lost due to COVID and last summer's bushfires. The latest national tourism data says accumulated visitor spending losses are now above $50 billion and still climbing. The winners in the 2020 World Travel Awards are out, and Australia has taken out Oceania Leading Adventure Tourism Destination. Melbourne Airport won Oceania Leading Airport, and Intercontinental Hotels was a big winner, taking out Leading Hotel Brand and Leading Hotel Suite, with the Presidential Opera Suite at Intercontinental in Sydney. Australia was, however, pipped at the post for Leading Destination by New Zealand, which also took out Leading Boutique Resort with Blanket Bay in Queenstown and Leading Villa Resort with Eagle's Nest in the Bay of Islands. Air New Zealand also claimed Leading Airline and Leading Airline Brand. For the full list, see worldtravelawards.com. Meanwhile, Lonely Planet's annual Best in Travel Awards have been announced, and Australia has taken out Community Restoration Award. The award is in recognition of its recovery efforts at both a local and national level to rebuild communities and preserve Australia's unique wildlife following the bushfires. Tourism Australia Managing Director Philippa Harrison says it's a reflection of the significant efforts made by Australians to help drive the recovery of communities and the tourism sector following the bushfires. She's noted the spirit of resilience of Australians despite the challenges presented by COVID, and says it's heartening that this has been recognised. Qantas this week celebrated its 100th birthday in 1920, 17 years after the first powered flight by the Wright brothers. The airline was born in the Aussie outback. Initially carrying mail between outback towns, the airline was flying passengers to Singapore by the 1930s. By the 1960s, it was an early adopter of the jet aircraft that was eventually mainstream in global travel. Qantas invented business class in the 1970s, switched to an all 747 fleet in the 80s, and has recently completed several important firsts in non-stop travel to Europe and the US. It is the oldest continuously operating airline in the world, and the only one that normally flies to every single inhabited continent on Earth. Qantas Group CEO Alan Joyce says around the world, Qantas is probably best known for its safety record, endurance flying, and long list of aviation firsts. But for Australians, Australians, there's nothing quite like seeing the flying kangaroo at the airport waiting to take you home. That's Travel News this week. I'm Kirsty Bedford.
That was Kirsty Bedford with Travel Writers Radio News.